Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Remain in the vine. John chapter 15, verses 5 and 7. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Anytime I read this passage of Scripture, my mind goes back to my boyhood days. My dear friend Jerry Williamson lived next door, and next door to us, there was a man who had a few grapevines, and we could hardly wait for summer to come and the ripe fruit to be there for the picking, actually for us to take advantage of something that wasn't ours. But being boys, we could not wait for the grapes to be ripe. We would go over and try to eat those grapes that were still unripe. They were green. And you know the result. It would make us sick. We need to remain in the vine, as the grapes needed to remain on the vine. When we wait for the Lord to open up opportunities for us, the result will be a harvest that He is pleased with. On the other hand, if we try to do things in our own strength and in our own timing, we know the results will not be satisfactory. In fact, it will be sickening. We need to always remain in the vine and wait for the master of the vineyard to let us know when the time is right. He is the vine. We are just the branches. Our duty is to remain in Him and allow Him to use the ripening of our life, the situations that will cause us to be fruitful and be faithful to Him. As we remain in the vine, have confidence that the master of the vineyard will prune us, and He will fertilize us, and He will dress the vine in such a way that we might be pleasing in His sight. If His words remain in us, we can be fruitful for Him. My counsel for us all, myself included, is that we remain in the vine. Heavenly Father, as we remain in the vine, I pray that Your will might be done in our life, that we might be effective witnesses for You, that we might live in such a way that people will see Jesus rather than seeing us. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.